This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Josh in Far Rockaway. What's going on, Josh?
Hey, what's up, guys? Just wanted to say that I think the Giants are in such a bad position. It makes you really appreciate how it was when Eli came in with Coughlin. I said the last few months, like, if you're going to keep the GM and the coach, you got to commit to them for 2 years or get rid of them. Like, I'm kind of hoping they go for a stopgap because they're not going to win next year if they draft a QB. They knock themselves out of the top two spot. Get your stopgap, draft a guy in the third round, try to compete this year, and then you won't screw up the next regime inevitably when you don't win. It's like I'm already expecting a losing year this year.
Yeah, and this is where we have the divide from the actual management of the team and the fans, where there's just no way the Giants are going to put them in a position where they don't think that they can be around 500 or above 500 this year.
Think about the NFC North, the NFC East, and the NFC West. Think about those three divisions, and you know that San Francisco is going to be locked and loaded again. I don't know what's going to happen with Matthew Stafford, but, man, I'll tell you what, it's going to be a long climb for the Giants to get back into the playoffs.
There's two ways for job preservation in my eyes, and one is to go out, swing the deal for Matthew Stafford, have him come in, play well, they win 9 games or more. And the other is to draft one of these two guys, and it looks like that guy is going to be the quarterback of your future. Those are the two ways.
If Matthew Stafford has a choice and the Rams do want to get rid of him and they do want to trade him, assuming the Raiders and the Giants are willing to part with the same amount of assets in order to acquire him, plus give him the contract extension that he wants, if it's a choice between Vegas or the Giants, he's going to Vegas. That would be my prediction about what he would be thinking, and due in large part to Tom Brady being a part of this whole thing. And the fact that they have homes up there in Montana is probably Big Sky by Discovery Land Corporation or something like that. And that is really hard to turn down. That would be really hard to turn down unless his brother-in-law here in New York is pushing hard for that.
Well, it's got to be more than just that. I think their offer has to be better than Vegas. So if the Giants say, we'll give you 3 years guaranteed at $50 million, and the Raiders say, I can't do that, and his brother-in-law is here, and he goes, okay, that's the best offer. I mean, but that's really the only way the Giants, all things equal, the Giants are losing the tiebreaker.
I'll tell you who's watching this closely. That'd be Aaron Rodgers. Mm. And the other thing I would be thinking about if I were the Giants, and they don't think this way. I know that. I just have to bring it up just because it will be a potential situation in the near future, whether it be next year at this time or the year after at this time. And that will Arch Manning be coming out of Texas? Now, everybody's assuming that he is going to be like his uncles. There's no reason why you wouldn't believe that, just like you wouldn't believe that Shador Sanders could be, exposed, or Patrick Mahomes exposed to professional sports and become a really good player as well. I mean, is there a hope and dream that Arch Manning ends up someday as the quarterback of the Giants?
Well, of course, but I mean, you heard John Mara. He needs to be happier than he was at this time last year, and if he thought that the team was tanking, then he would have fired everybody on the spot right then. Those are the things that he said. So if they're bad again, really bad again, it's going to be a total new regime, and maybe they do draft Arch Manning. But this is why Joe Shane and Brian Daboll are going hard after Matthew Stafford. If this were their first year here, they wouldn't have been doing this.
No, of course not. But again, Pete Carroll is doing it in Vegas. It's his first year there.
Yeah, but he's
older.
Right.
And he wants to win now.
And he's won Super Bowl. It's not his first job. It's Brian Daboll and Joe Shane's first head coaching job, first general manager job.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Let's go to Tony in Pennsylvania. What's up, Tony?
Good morning. Thank you for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
My question is this. Why doesn't the Jets consider Stafford for a quarterback position?
Because I think they just went down that road.
Yeah.
But again, they're also going down the road where I think it's going to be Tyrod Taylor will be their starting quarterback going into the season. Depending on what they do in the draft, maybe they do like Cam Ward. Maybe they do like Shador Sanders. Maybe they'll trade up to get him, or Shador Sanders may fall to him. You know, a lot of people are thinking that Shador Sanders is falling right now in the draft. But I would just say be careful with thinking that just simply because teams need starting young quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, just like I said, if this were the first year of Shane and Daboll with the Giants, that they wouldn't be going after Matthew Stafford. That's the way I feel about the Jets. And then you add the fact that they just moved heaven and earth to go get Aaron Rodgers, and it didn't work out, and they're still going to have to deal with his cap hit, and then to bring in a guy who's making $50 million a year on top of that, it's damn near impossible.
Yeah, the question for the Jets right now is, what do they do with Davante Adams? Because they're going to have to redo his contract if they want to keep him. I can't imagine that Davante Adams would want to stay here unless Aaron Glenn can convince him to stay here. But, you know, I still think he's got a lot left in the tank. And depending on what happens in free agency and the Bengals and T. Higgins, Davante Adams could have his opportunity to go to Buffalo, go to Cincinnati, could go to Kansas City. I mean, those are the places that I would look if I were, like, this is what Myles Garrett wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
So There's no way the Jets are bringing back Devontae Adams at $40 million, whatever it is.
They're not going to bring him back, period.
No,
I mean, they're not coming back.
I mean, I know Aaron said it the other day that he's still a part of the team, and maybe they're trying to work out a deal with him. But if I'm Devontae Adams, I want to get the hell out of here right now. I'm in my 30s. I want an opportunity to win, and the Jets are not there yet. They may be there in a couple of years, but they're not going to be there this year.
Danny in South Plainfield. What's going on, Danny?
Hi, guys. Big fan of the show. Just a quick question. I'm going to be the first one to admit that I'm not much of a college football guy, but this Shedeur Sanders, would he even be in the news if it wasn't for Deion? It seems like Deion is, you know, keeping his name out there, and all of a sudden he's like a top two or three pick. I mean, is he that good, or is it just the fact that Deion is his father?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little bit of both, no question.
And I've asked that same exact question, Danny, to Boomer. I said if his last name were Smith instead of Sanders, and his dad worked in finance, would we be talking about this like this way?
Yeah, but, you know, like, we saw a lot of Shedeur Sanders when he got to Colorado, because Fox made them their number one team. And there was a lot of national games, and Shedeur played really well. I mean, it wasn't like he didn't play well.
Yeah, I mean, if he would get drafted, but would it be a third-round pick, a fourth-round pick, a first-round pick? I mean, there's definitely more hype around him because of his dad and having success with his dad and all of that. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Played a lot of football games. And again, here's the thing about being the son of a dad like Deion, is that you've been exposed to all of this. You believe you can make it. And that's a big portion of whether or not, or a big part of whether or not a guy can actually become a starting quarterback in the NFL. You got to believe that you belong there.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm telling you, when I sat with Patrick Mahomes and I shook his hand, we talked to him and everything, I could tell immediately, and I bet you if Shedeur came in here and we sat and we interviewed him and talked to him,
mm-hmm.
we would probably come away with, like, you know, this guy is not a dummy. This guy really knows what he's doing.
And I said it earlier, I'm not worried about any of that stuff. I think he's going to work his ass off. I think he's smart. I think he's not going to be overwhelmed by any situation. All those things he's prepared for. I just don't know if he's that good. And then watching the highlights of him and watching the highlights of Cam Ward, Cam Ward is the much better player when you're just watching the film on him. I mean, when I watch Cam Ward, I see Steve McNair.
Let's put it this way. If you had one of these two guys in last year's draft, would they be drafted ahead of any of the five guys that went in the first round?
Well, Phil said no.
I say no.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.